Well, ho, ho. Welcome, everybody, back to the Spokecast. This is Johnny Cashmere. Welcome here. Season 2, Episode 9, The Wish List. A lot of cool stuff to talk about tonight. Let's get some peeps in here because I can't do it on my own. JP, what's up, brother?
Yo, yo, yo. What it is.
Wouldn't be Spokecast without the double bicep. And returning. Last week, he was in his automobile. This week, he's not. Phil Stamper. What's up, President?
Oh, yes! This guy.
Had to try to throw it up to. How y'all doing?
All around, man.
Good deal, brother. You know what's on everyone's mind. We're going to ask you the question about your health and your knee in 1 minute, brother. Let's get some more peeps in here. Donaldo Boosie.
What up, folk? How you doing?
Welcome, brother. Gents. Welcome. Thank you. And last but not leastest, Tommy. What's up, brother?
What's happening, y'all? Tommy Grayson in the house.
Good deal. Welcome back, everybody. Phil, let's start right off. We know that you had some issues with your leg and your ACL, and you got some word. What's the news? Any news for us, brother? No?
Maybe he doesn't want to tell us.
Did I mess something up here?
Philip, can you hear us?
Now I can't. What
Sorry,
was
brother.
I was sharing, and when I shared, it unmuted, and so I was hearing like three echoes of the show.
You're a good sharer. Thank you for that. Anyway, tell us how you're doing. How's everything?
Doing well, hanging in. Did find out I have surgery on the knee. Don't know when yet, but it'll be soon.
Oh my goodness. Well, you'll keep us posted, I hope.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
All right. So, guys, tonight's called The Wish List. Obviously, there's reasons. Before we get to that, I do want to say one thing. Donnie B, I know we don't like to talk. You know, this is a wrestling podcast, but your daughter's birthday was this weekend. So I just want to say happy birthday. And I think we sent you like a random text this weekend about nonsense and didn't even wish a happy birthday. And I want to apologize for that. How did it all go? The multi-birthday parties.
Oh, for those of you with young children, close to the teenage years, as you know, you can't just have one party. Friday night was the mini gathering of friends. Saturday afternoon was the main party with her cheerleading friends. And then Saturday night, some stayed over. So we took them all to the Point Pleasant Boardwalk. Then we took them to Spano's restaurant in Point. Big ups to Joe and the owner of Spano's for getting us in. Saturday night was cool. And then Sunday we had the second party for close friends and some family members. And it was great, man. She's 12 going on 30. She had an awesome birthday. She loved it. And that's what it's about, man. Like everything I do from here on out, every minute of every day of my life is for the girls and my wife. So mission accomplished.
That's awesome, man. I'm glad it worked out for you, brother. It sounds great. And that place Spano's, like, bro, just Spano's, the name bro. Of it. Just the name Spano's, I need to eat there. It sounds delicious.
You got to know somebody. You got to grease the wheel, as they say. That's a great place, man. It's one of the very hard to get in the summer. Friday and Saturday is almost impossible. He got us in for a reservation for 8 people, which I was stunned. But big ups. Thank you to Spano's for that.
Wow. That's like how the pit bull Gary Wolf used to have his own private table in Pat's and Gino's. It was over, Donnie. You would have popped for that. It was like our Rivoli's gimmick, but in Philly.
Wow. I'm waiting on Ratchet because he says he can get us into Rao's in New York City. And if you know what Rao's is, there's only 10 tables and the people buy the tables. There's no reservations. You buy the table and you have to know somebody or get permission to use one of their nights there. It's look it up, Rao's in New York City. You'll say, you'll be like, this can't be real. But I'm waiting on Ratchet to get us in there.
Nice. So we had a pretty cool week, guys. We talked last week about our big weekend that we had that was coming up last week. Now it's in our rear view mirror, or I guess you could say in the back seat. So basically, guys, we were in Michigan, and Ginger Ginger's asking if we're on YouTube. We should be. If not, then it's a mistake. It says we are live on YouTube. If we're not, I don't know why we're not. Anyway, back to what we were just talking about. So we went to Michigan. We did that long car ride. It was awesome. We had a great time. It was a great show. I even have a clip to show here of the Combat One. This is actually, I believe, an acid reflux, guys. We were just talking about this last week. So check this out from Michigan, guys. Acid reflux. Yeah, it's saying we're live on my YouTube on Johnny Cashmere, so maybe they're checking SPO YouTube. But anyway, so there it was, the acid reflux. Donnie, it was a really neat show. It was like one of those old stadium shows. Like, it was a huge venue, and they had Simon Gotch there, which was awesome. He's just always awesome to watch wrestle. And they had Matt Riddle. But my biggest takeaway, and Tommy and JP, I'm going to ask your biggest takeaway in a minute. My biggest takeaway from the whole night, and Donnie and Phil, you're going to appreciate this. Simon Gotch came to me with a line that someone gave him from when he was in WWE. Listen to this. They said, the wrestling business is a dirty business. And if you want to get out feeling at all good about yourself, help people while you're in it. Is that not badass?
That could be attributed to anything, any profession. But yeah, I could definitely think that's a true statement in wrestling. God, yes.
Yeah. And that's the kind of thing Simon Gotch is going around preaching in locker rooms. So to me, that's the kind of guy that I like to aspire to be like, you know, amazing match, amazing physical specimen. And hey, we're going to see him in Detroit soon, guys. We got to talk about that too. But real quick, what did you guys think of the event up in Combat One?
I thought that was all around, from top to bottom, a fantastic event. From everyone in the back, I mean, there was like just a great mix of talent. I mean, you had the veterans. You had guys like Alex Shelley, Chavo Guerrero. You had Matt Riddle. I mean, yeah, the list goes on. In between, there's everything in between. You had Cruel there.
Yeah. Got to meet Cruel finally.
Yeah. I mean, there was just a really good mix of talent. I mean, I can't even, like, between how it was ran and just all the match types, and just that was something different. That was honestly one of my favorite road trips and matches and just promotions to actually, like, you know, work for in such a long time. Like, I never had like that much fun out there, honestly.
It was a lot of fun. And we got to hang out with Violent J too, who we hadn't seen in a while. So he was there. Sir. It was good to see him. There he is.
Out there. It was a good time.
It's a rare sighting.
Is that one of the Juggalo people?
That is Violent J of the Insane Clown Posse. Yes, sir. That is an unpainted,
the real guy from Insane Clown, the black and white face clown guy?
Yeah.
Yes. The rapper. Well, there you go. Shit. Pull that picture back up, Johnny.
If you don't mind, please. That's awesome. Was he cool?
Yep. Oh, I'll allow JP to take over real quick, but Violent J was down.
Yeah, man. I mean, I just, again, the whole experience, the just being a part of the show and then leading up to all this, we contacted Violent J and just told him we were going to be out in the area and sent him the match graphic and whatnot and just wasn't expecting anything whatsoever. Not even a message, but he got back to us and he said, the day off, he was like, yeah, I'm going to pull up. And, you know, he pulled up, got to talk to him. He watched our match. And just, I mean, for him to take the time out of, you know, whatever he was doing to come watch the show, talk to the boys, just kick it with us. I mean, that meant a lot. And I'll let my brother, you know, talk about it, I guess.
He was fun to be around.
Yeah,
it was a lot of fun to be around.
Johnny, I don't think you were, but Tommy and JP, were you guys Juggalo or Insane Posse people? Were you fans of them? Was that your thing?
There you go.
Oh shit! Yeah, I never knew that. Yeah.
No, I'm a huge. I mean, I not to go off on a tangent, but Insane Clown Posse 100% is the reason why we discovered CZW, Nick Mondo, Johnny and Trent, 100%. You know, they're the way they were able to bridge performance art and Shakespeare in hip hop and wrestling. I mean, they were wrestlers before they were rappers. So, and I think that really shined through in a lot of their music. And the fact that they always were giving back to the wrestling business, you know, they would come in off tour and do free TV for WWF and WCW and just go to these indie events and just help people get on and draw large amounts of crowd. And then, you know, most, if not always, give it to charity because that's just the type of guys they were. ROH too, right, Tara? But
that's awesome.
Yeah, I am a lifelong dedicated Juggalo.
One of them got power bombed once on the Partridge Bus. Was it him?
That was Shaggy. Yeah, that was Shaggy. All right. Shaggy Too Dope and Violent J. Yeah, Shaggy took the power bomb, and then if you actually watch the tape, he starts to slide, and Awesome literally goes to like make the save and pull him, and yeah.
I admire the hustle and I admire the gimmick. It never was my cup of tea, but I think it's awesome. It reminded me of Kiss that you could put the makeup on. Those guys could be 100 years old and still look the same. So
yeah,
I always admired it. I thought it was cool as shit.
Yeah. Yep. And Jay was just super humble, super down to earth. He just very complimentary of the entire locker room and the entire production. And then came and, you know, hung out afterwards with all the guys with Gotch and Riddle. And, you know, that's my takeaway is that, I love Michigan. I love Detroit. You hear a lot of rough things about it, but listen, I was everyone from Combat One, the team over there was absolutely phenomenal. I can't say enough good things about the Pillars and the A team. Shout out to Malcolm Monroe III, by the way. Part of a historic wrestling family out in Michigan. So it was an honor to, you know, wrestle him and his partner. Can't say enough good things.
Yeah, no, again, that just from the matches to everything in between being out there was just, it felt magical, honestly. And just, I feel like the kids in us would be so proud and marking out like crazy today and just like how we are right now still.
Right. And we're going to be back in Detroit, which we'll talk about in a little bit, but you know, Violent J booked the back seats for Juggalo Championship Wrestling Lunacy TV tapings. And, you know, was showing us some behind the scenes stuff with the production and everything. There you go. There's the graphic. Let's see. We got Nick Gage. We got Officer Colt Cabana. We got Too Tough Tony. We got Willie Mack. We got Cowboy James Storm. We got Kerry Morton, Dan Severn. I mean,
Dan Severn.
Yep.
That's awesome. I love Dan.
So let me test something out here, guys. Ready? Donnie B. Yeah. So when should they introduce me?
After the Lunacy, brother.
So where were we, man? We were that somewhere
in Pottstown,
and and we're sitting in the locker room, and you and Trent came up with some ridiculous thing you wanted to do.
Ridiculous intro. It was like 5 minutes long.
Probably brilliant, and I was just miserable. And I said, "Yeah, that sounds great, guys. Then introduce me after the Lunacy." And they thought
great,
it was hysterical.
Guys, do me a favor, introduce me after the Lunacy.
Yeah.
That's. Johnny, I think that's you doing an and I nothing right there.
That is doing an and I'm nothing. You're absolutely right about that. Good
question. So big question, because last time you were like, I don't know if Violent J is going to remember me. Did he remember you?
He John? Did, yes.
Okay.
He remembers PW, the whole thing. Of course he does. I knew he would remember it. I didn't know if he would recognize me. Is what it was. I'm like, he might not recognize me, you know. And back then, I didn't really like Trent. Was more Trent and Todd talked to the clowns when we did the whole PW and Juggalo thing, you know. I was more with Corp, you know, and the other side. But I always loved the clowns. I always thought Joe, Violent J, like they're some of the most creative, out of the box thinkers you're ever going to find anywhere in the world of art. You know, and it's neat to be around them because when you're around them, a little bit of that kind of rubs off on you. It's fun.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun.
Just
so yeah.
Fans out there, I mean, that whole experience, again, I can't say anything but great things about just being out there.
Yep.
Let this be a lesson to everyone who listens to this show. There's so many people bitching and moaning about not being able to get work in the business and not getting booked. And here you have two young journeymen with a veteran hitting the road, putting miles, like Kevin Nash would say, you got all that's left at the end is the money and the miles. And these guys are making the trips, making their towns, getting in a car and driving 12, 13 hours because they want it. They're in shape. Like, it's just crazy, dude. I'm keeping an eye, and then probably by the end of the summer, I'm going to reveal my top 10 list of the top 10 free agents that are currently unsigned in the business. I think we should, I know we talked about that. I think in one of the episodes last year, and we said, like, remember we were going to do a thing like the draft and we were going to revisit our draft picks. Maybe we'll do that towards the middle of the summer, but I have a pretty good list going of top guys, and I can tell you Tommy and JP are on it. But yeah, man, just keep doing it, bro. You guys are killing it.
Thank you.
Yeah. That's a pretty neat idea too. And speaking of top guys, TNA Rich Swann, Johnny's still giving opportunities out here, giving back to the biz, gave me my chance in PW. Let me tell you something, Rich Swann. While you're here, real quick.
I love Rich.
While he's here, I'm just going to go ahead and let this cat out of the bag. Next week, we have Dirty Deeds, Darren Wise. The nice. Man, the man that told me, Johnny, you are going to use this guy named Rich Swann. And I said, okay, Deeds, anything you say. And that's why Rich Swann got in Philly and became the blue chipper brother. And we used him when he was still 17, and we almost got the show shut down because he was under 18. He didn't even wrestle, but he went out to the ring, and the commission was about to shut us.
Was Frank Talent bitching about it? Was it him?
It was the other one.
Oh,
yeah, goof. Exactly. Goof. So speaking of goofs. No, I'm just kidding. But no, we do have to talk about something, guys. The wish list. It's a new phenomenon since I've been back in the wrestling business. We've already sort of touched on the OnlyFans phenomenon, and I have a feeling we're going to be quote unquote touching on it again very soon in the next week or two. But this week, guys, we're going to talk about the wish list and what it is. Donnie, Phil, you guys familiar with the wish list? Have you guys wish listed?
No, Phil, you can explain it to the layman. Please explain
please
it to me.
Please do, Phil. We need to hear it.
So in my brain, there's two that I'm kind of thinking of. So the one is, hey, fans, you like me. Buy me the stuff on my Amazon wish list.
Yep. And it happens.
Sometimes.
It happens.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, especially female wrestlers from male fans, that's a big deal these days. Like, people are like supplementing their income with Amazon wish list. It's amazing to me.
Right.
So.
Well, I can't fault the talent. So wait a minute. You're saying like, if my name is Maria Rose or whatever, and then I put a list on, said I need packs of bubble gum, some tube socks, a scooter, and a toothbrush. People will go on Amazon and buy it for them.
Yeah.
Whatever your heart desires.
And does it say who it comes from, or is it like anonymous or something?
No. It actually could be, but then they can plan out to say, like, this is from so and so.
But won't they know their address and all? No. Or is that kidding? Okay.
No.
It keeps your address secret. It's the ultimate gimmick. It's brilliant. Imagine if we had this 25 years ago.
Jesus. It's like submitting your submission for prom king or queen, but like completely anonymously, and then like it all goes to like one place and you don't know where it goes.
Steve Jordan just said something funny, but I'm not going to put it up.
I can't knock him, you know?
So Donnie, let's think about it. Are you ready? Phil and the backseats. Listen, so let's think of the new modern day worker, right? The new modern day worker. They have an OnlyFans, so they're showing some skin. You know, so people are like, whoa, all right, I'm going to wake up and see what this person's doing. See her show some skin, see him show some skin. You get addicted to it. Now it's, well, maybe I can buy this person something in addition to giving them money for their OnlyFans. All right, I'll send a full weight set to their house and it'll show up at their door. That's the new worker.
But sort of like,
wait a minute, you're like forgetting something. After both of those, and then if the person falls on hard times, then they do the GoFundMe.
Ooh.
Right?
Yes. It's a whole cycle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The GoFundMe. I didn't even think about that. Yeah. All right. So basically, so you start with the OnlyFans. That's like the gateway drug, like the marijuana. The new workers. Right? Wow. From there, it's a hop, skip, and a jump into a wish list. And once you're wish listing, it's about time. You're going to have to fall. You're flying too close to the sun. You have to fall. And
is OnlyFans the first? I feel like the
I think
wish list
is kind of level one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I think wish list is like, you know, the legal weed of
it's
this.
It's kind of more acceptable.
Yeah, I think you go from getting some packs of gum to dropping trowel on OnlyFans. Johnny's got it the other way around. Hey, everybody, check out my Christmas smile.
I'll add another one for that matter, too. Yeah. For OnlyFans, you can even put Patreon before.
Okay, yes.
Ooh. Oh, there you go. I forgot about that.
Patreon. Well, Patreon, yeah, Patreon is more, I feel like, catered towards, you know, like gamers and musicians and stuff. I feel like Amazon, I'm sorry, I feel like OnlyFans has a very specific target that some people happen to, like, find the loophole in, but I do think that Patreon is, there's nothing wrong with Patreon. Patreon is all, it's just like an exclusive YouTube, basically.
Yeah, well, even OnlyFans doesn't have to be sexual. It really doesn't have to be. I mean, it can be, and it's known for it. Like, I feel like when you say, you know, you're going to start an OnlyFans, like here, you know, an OnlyFans deathmatch, you immediately think of the, you know, but it doesn't just have to be that. People cook on there, you know.
Right, right. But
with no clothes
Yeah, with no clothes on, and they teach seminars in other questionable situations.
Isn't the ex-military, what was her name? Lacey Southern Bell. What the fuck was her name?
Lacey Evans.
WBF girl. Lacey Evans. She has an OnlyFans thing now. I'm telling you, I saw that somewhere. Yeah, it's like she's doing like porn with her husband or something. I saw. Well, I don't want to implicate the woman if that's false, but I'm almost positive I saw that. Look that up. Lacey Evans OnlyFans was doing like hardcore sex things with her husband on the channel.
Phil, you already have that up on the screen, right?
It's under his favorites.
No, I'm being good.
Good man.
Let's find this paper trail, Phil. See where it all leads up to.
Oh, as a good president, you never leave a paper trail.
That's Ooh. Right.
So, guys, we're waiting for an announcement. The Batman of Burlington texted me earlier and said that we're going to hear from, he's going to send something through shortly. So whenever that happens, I will let you all know.
I have a 15 minute if we have time for it.
Do you really? I was about to say, it'd be great if you did a 15 minute right about now, brother.
Mm-hmm. I do, brothers. This is something that kind of was, I wanted to speak about a few weeks ago, and then the other shoe dropped this week, but, it deals with TNA wrestling, and I want to preface this by saying I know a lot of people in TNA wrestling. I like TNA wrestling. Good friends there, Dreamer, Kazarian, a whole bunch of them. But I must say, probably around 6 months or so ago, maybe a little, right around the time, they were on top of the world. They were kicking ass. They were ascending. They were going in the right direction. Everything was pointing up, and then boom, they get rid of Scott D'Amore. Now, I don't know exactly what the truth was. I do have – well, that's not true. But I won't say. But for whatever reason, Scott was let go by TNA, whether it was mutual or whatever the deal was. They got rid of the guy who actually was doing the best for them over the long haul. And he has been for decades. And I thought it was a tremendous mistake. The wrestling community, internet wrestling community, thought it was a mistake. And I think it's proven that it was a mistake. They're still doing okay, but nowhere near the traction and everything else they had, or the you know, the gumption that they had, all the good forward thinking, all that, all the momentum they had was slowed. And this week I find out that Lou DeAngeli was actually just let go, or had a mutual parting of ways, however they want to term it. He was let go from TNA wrestling.
What?
It is confirmed. I saw it on the internet. I spoke to Lou. He'll be all right. But I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, how in the fuck? And I never like speaking about shit unless I know both sides of the story, but no matter how it happened, TNA Wrestling now no longer has the two guys who, in my opinion, were the most responsible for its resurgence. For those of you who don't know, Lou is an expert master promoter in all things, not just pro wrestling. Circus de LA, he was the one who actually came up with the WrestleMania, when you see the meet and greets at WrestleMania the day before and all that, and all the events. He was the one who came up with all that. The all access pass thing for WrestleMania. That was all his idea when he was working for WWE. But yeah, Lou and Scott no longer being part of TNA is just so mind numbingly stupid to me. And it's one of those things that you might not see any immediate impact, no pun intended, but over the long haul, bro, that's just the kind of shit, those little death by a thousand cuts. You know, tonight on Vice is the premiere of the Who Killed WCW. And if they ever do it, hopefully not in the near future, but if they ever did a Who Killed TNA, I can guarantee you that two of the factors that will be contributing to its demise will be the exodus of Scott D'Amore and Lou DeAngeli. 1,000%. And if I was Mr. Tony Khan, I do not know Tony. I've never had one syllable of conversation with the man, but I would 1,000,000,000% have a meeting with both Scott and Lou, and I would not let them leave the building until they were signed to my team, because I can assure you that both can contribute to the product in positive ways and help grow the brand. There is zero downside to hiring either one of those men. If they wanted to do it, I have no idea. I did not ask that. I just voiced my support to them on a personal level as friends. But that's what I would do. That's my 15-minute TNA. You drop the ball huge. Tony Khan, you literally have two golden gooses right in front of you. Go get them, put them to work, and they'll increase the viability of your product in every way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
But what do I know?
Oh, man. That's, I didn't know that. I love Lou, man. Hate to hear it. Hate to hear it, brother. Hate to hear it. What a great guy Lou is, man. And you're right. He can do it all. And he's old school, yes, too. He could fit in NWA. He could go there tomorrow. He could go to NXT tomorrow.
Absolutely, dude. He would be. I can't imagine. There's not. Here's the thing, dude. There's not a factory that are cranking out like sportscasters or whatever. There's not a goddamn factory that can crank out these people, promoters or bookers, or they just don't exist. The only way you get this, these guys, are to have them from some other genre. Like, I know Tony Khan just hired the guy who's in charge of the professional bull riding. Forgot his name. They brought him in as, I think, the live senior event live producer. I think, I forget his name. It escapes me. But that's kind of what you got to do. Here you got a guy like Lou DeAngeli that's been involved in the wrestling business on and off for 25 fucking years. And he can come in immediately with his relationships across the country. And he knows how to get into buildings and how to help fill them. And Scott, what else needs to be said? I mean, Scott's been producing high-level content for years. He knows what he's doing. I would just hire both of them, dude, no matter what it took.
Yeah.
What the fuck you got to lose, dude?
And Donnie, these guys just wrestled Scott's students in Michigan on Thursday. I mean, right. You know, talk about a polished, know-how-to-act professional tag team. It was a pleasure. Mm-hmm. Pleasure doing business with them. So Scott's obviously knows his stuff, man. And
yeah, you can always tell who... who someone's Lestat is, who their creator is. Our Lestat was Mike Sharp. He created all of us. He was the vampire who created all of us. So if you backtrack your lineage enough and go to your head master, your head vampire, and whoever that is, that you're always going to be a reflection of that individual, no matter what. Like, you know, I don't care how far along you are in the business, you're going to backtrack all the way. Look at Triple H. He'll backtrack all the way to Killer Kowalski. Same with Kazarian. Yeah. So that's who your Lestat is, your vampire, and then that's who you represent the entire time you're in the business.
Mm-hmm. Quick shout out, as Tara says, prayers for Christina Kuhn. She's in the hospital. She was an awesome photographer back in the day. So many of her. Our photos were from her. Also, a shout out to Joel Maximo. The family had a terrible, tragic loss this week, and today is the day that they're all together as a family. So our thoughts and prayers go out to them. An amazing show at Wynn. This past Saturday, we're going to go into that in a minute. But first, we do have someone special here right now, you guys. I have a little surprise for y'all. I asked him to be here at 7:30, and he is nothing if not punctual. So, guys, remember a couple weeks ago, we were talking about all the great artwork and how we want to be very supportive of artwork. And they had this Trent Acid one, this cover. And we said, wow, like this should be a T-shirt, you know. Well, the guy that made this, I Hate Artists, is here. Let's get him in here. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, wow.
Greetings.
Welcome. How you doing, brother?
Hi. I'm fantastic. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure. It's an honor, actually. Thank you.
You are very welcome. I'm looking in the background. I like the belt. I like the mask. I like the guitar.
Dude, I've had probably like 60 or 70 VHS tapes that you run back in the day. Wow. I was watching you back in like 2000. I had like everything. Like,
oh my goodness.
Wow.
I'm positive Smart Mark remembers me.
That's awesome, man.
Well, that explains your art. I got to say, man, some of this stuff is just downright amazing. I mean, I'm not an art collector. I don't have a good eye for art, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say your art's pretty damn good, brother.
Thanks. That means a lot to me. I really liked what you guys said. I was listening to the show with the Simon Gotch quote. You said to help people is the way to success. that's really ultimately why I'm here. I just want to be able to help you guys. I've actually never like charged a wrestler or anything. Everything I've done with wrestlers, I normally just say, send me something cool, which is like it's not like a solicitation. So if anyone sees this, if you like my work, if you want me to work with you, just hit me up. IHateArtists@gmail.com or IHateIrony.com, whatever.
That's awesome. Let me share some of your art.
How did you come up with this idea for this Trent's picture? Is it based off of a certain photo, or you just used an amalgam of different photos? How did you come up with this one?
So for the Trent Acid, yeah, it was kind of wanting to capture. There's a great picture that Wax got from the side of him entering the ring that I want to say is from his match with, not Homicide, but it was around that time. And he's got his hands up in the air, and it just kind of captures him, but it's only from the side. You can't see his legs or anything like that. So I wanted to try to take that and pull it out and kind of make it more like a trading card or something. And I was totally going to draw a cashmere to go along with it. That's why at the bottom it's got the lettering, you know, like one half of the Backseat Boys. I wanted to draw another one, and you could put them up next to each other. I've actually only done like five of the wrestling drawings. I did what Zandig, Messiah, and then Wife Beater, and then Masada hit me up for a t-shirt design, and it's just been nonstop since that, which has been awesome.
Let's show Messiah's first. Check this out, guys.
Wow.
Yes.
Badass.
Bleed.
I made him and you guys back in like all the video games too. So like there's like SmackDown versus Raw pictures of like you guys that I made like the high five in and everything. I was like one of those people. The Bleed the Dream is actually from one of his shirts. I don't know where that came from, like where he got it, but he's found a picture of him with like a small, like little onk looking thing. Yeah, it's that Wrestling Cause guy. He makes awesome.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
Cause. He's putting you over, brother. I love when they cross talk on here, the artists. It's awesome. Because let me tell you something. Wrestling Cause is going to be completing one of his creator wrestlers later on tonight after the podcast on live for the first time ever. So he's starting to do kind of similar to a live sketching. He's showing his art and how it all happens.
That's awesome.
Let me ask you a question. How long would it roughly take you from the time you sit down to the time you have a finished drawing?
Usually about 80 hours or so. The Masada one really kicked my ass for like probably like a month. Cause that one just had to be the best thing I had ever done. Cause he's like I've never worked with anyone like that. The only wrestler I ever worked with back in like 2003 was Nick Burke. And he had me do a t-shirt design that was terrible. He never made it. It was awful. One of the worst things you'd ever see. And
well, it was like him.
It was awful. Like, if he has that somewhere, please don't bring it up anywhere. No one needs to see it. But he paid me back then. Like, you know, he wanted to give me something. I was a young kid. You know, I was probably like 18. And he wanted to pay me. So I told him, just have the guy sign, like, a program for me. So he actually sent me, and I actually have it. It's this, it's like a framed, I framed it now, but it's an autographed thing of the entire roster from KJ.
Let me,
That is cool.
Wow.
I see Nate Shelly on there. Yeah. Right. I see Rebel Baby.
Shelly. Cash. Rock it's got Rebel. Everybody. It's
Rock and Rebel Baby.
Rebel Sizer.
But see, that, like, it was really important to me because it,
it is awesome. Here, I have a picture of it up for you, too, here.
Yeah. Yeah. That, it made me feel like all you guys believed in me back then. You know, like I was a diehard CZW fan. So him doing that and being able to get all of you guys time for that was just this massive like encouragement for me to try to make a living out of art. So it's I owe a lot of it indirectly to you guys, sincerely.
Well,
that was the first one.
Look at that, man. And I love the upshot. The upshot just adds power and like strength, you know, like it. Yeah, good stuff, man. Bang it. And then you said,
I gotta say, man, like that one of Trent, dude, for I don't know. Are you into punk at all? I Hate Artists.
Oh, of course. Yeah, man.
There's something about this that reminds me of, you know who the Gabba Gabba Hey Man is from the Ramones? There's something here that reminds me of like the Ramones and Lucha Libre. And like, I don't, there's something so fucking cool about that Trent poster, man. Like, I would almost say if I was NWA or AEW, NXT, I would commission a whole bunch of these drawings. And this is such a specific type of design where you could do an entire line of talent on these shirts. And it could, because it doesn't look like any other shirts I've ever seen in my life. That's the kind of shit that people would wear.
that's my weird side hustle and idea with this. So I have like a background with working with bands, and I've done like franchises. I've worked in corporate stuff, but I've really helped a lot of bands make more money because that's difficult. And I think it's something that I could help wrestlers do, especially with like doing prints for special events. You know, like if you're in Cage of Death or whatever, do posters for that, because you can sell posters to your fans repeatedly versus selling a t-shirt design. Like I can only buy one of your t-shirt designs. So it's one of those things that I think, and it's cheaper, like printing those things is like, you could sell those things for $10, like a poster signed, and way cheaper than t-shirts. Roll them up, stick them in your bag in a tube. That's kind of what I meant by being here to help.
You know who would love this shit? Billy Corgan. He would. Yeah. I'm telling you right now, dude, he would love the Johnny, get his info and I'll pass it along to a couple of folks.
You know,
I'm telling you,
we'll get it from Violent J.
I hung out with Violent J for like, I can co-sign what you guys said. I was at I worked forever ago in like 2004. I was on a radio, or I had a wrestling radio show. It was one of my random jobs trying to get art stuff going. And we worked a wrestle reunion convention. And hanging out one time, we had these like signed Hulk Hogan posters because my boss knew Hulk Hogan. So we had all these free signed posters that were just there for the fans. And I hear this guy ask if they're free, and, like instantly, you know, I'm like, you're Shaggy Too Dope. Like you can't miss that voice. For like that whole weekend outside of the gimmick, like there was no face paint. They weren't there as the Insane Clown Posse. They were just two dudes that wanted to see the Wrestle Reunion guys. They wanted to see, you know, the Abdullah the Butcher and stuff like that.
They were like that.
Even more toned back. Like you wouldn't even know that they were those people. Like he wasn't dressed that loud. He was just wearing a normal t-shirt, no hatchet gear, nothing. Wonderful.
Wow. So if it was 04, did he was Shaggy out of the dreads at that point, or was he, or did he still have the full dreads?
He was like fresh shave right then. That was probably right around that. Yeah.
Oh wow. So it was probably right around after Hell's Pit.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll tell you
I remember it was right before The Calm came out. That's what it was.
Okay. So I know exactly what you're talking about. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But guys, I'll tell you what, that's no joke. Donnie offering to talk to NWA on your behalf. I Hate Artists. That would be a hell of an account for you to land.
It's a natural match, dude. Like
it is.
I'm telling you, get his info or just make sure I get it. I'll send it up the pipeline.
Yep.
What the fuck's the worst they could do? Say no. But
no.
What's so cool about it is it's kind of niche. And it's different. Like I could walk in Hot Topic and I could picture like an NWA Aaron Stevens shirt or like Wrecking Ball Ligursky. Well, I'm just rattling off some Kerry Morton or Carino's kid. Like I could see that with those kind of designs.
Well, it could be a motif shirt too. Like there could be four shirts of four different guys, but they all have similar styles. So you can tell it's like a collect all four.
Yeah, like right now I'm doing Sabu doing a leg drop on RVD through a table. And I was thinking earlier, like, that's so easy because you could just do the same thing in reverse. It's RVD doing the five star through a table. Such an easy, like, pairing.
So I want to show one more real quick. So here's your beater.
That's awesome.
Started training with the Pitbulls I think he started 2.5 weeks before me with the Pitbulls, but he was the guy. He's the guy I learned how to do chain wrestling on.
I watched his Smart Mark video shoot interview fairly recently, and he mentioned how he started up with you guys and everything. And when I drew that one, it was like inside of my heart, like, God, I hope he sees that somehow, because on his shoot, he talks about how important it is that people like remember that as a character. And it's like, no one asked me to draw the wife beater. And I think that's one reason all this stuff has kind of got me to where I'm having this conversation with you gentlemen, is just the sincerity of it. You know,
I'll send it to him. I'll show it to him.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, he would love that.
Send him a print if he wants it.
His family will. Yeah, I'll talk to him and I'll get back to you on that. That's awesome.
It's the same thing with Zandig. Like, it's so hard. I couldn't even. Whenever I post the acid one, I tried to tag you in it. So I was like, oh God, if Kashmir saw this, that would be incredible. But you can't just tag Johnny Kashmir. So I was like, oh man. So I put it on Reddit.
You should be able to.
Reddit ran with it.
Oh
yeah,
he's a deity.
Yeah. I actually got the. Someone sent me like a text of the Reddit post and I was like, holy shit. And I sent it to, I think like right as I was about to send it to these guys, I think one of them like hit me back with like the exact same thing. And like, that's how I knew that like this shit is making its rounds. So, you know,
cool. But,
like those designs on pro wrestling tees. Imagine a guy like Matt Riddle with a cool ass design with him with something. he'd make a fucking fortune because people mm-hmm. would wear those shirts, dude.
Yep.
That's just off the top of my head. Like a guy like that. I mean, dude, it's right there.
I'm brand new to it. I've only been doing the wrestling thing. It came out of sincerity. I'd been doing the band thing. It wasn't really working out because bands have so many layers of like agents and contracts. And even if I take like a stack of posters to a band and I'm like, here, can we just set these on the merch table for free for your fans? I can't do it. So it kind of depressed me for a little while. Like I didn't really have a direction. And I was like, let's just do the sincere wrestling thing. You know, like it's something that has always
you think brought me happiness. This is going to be something, dude. Yeah. I can... Yeah. I'm pretty good at seeing stuff ahead of the curve. Phil, would you concur?
I would agree. I would agree. No, I feel like good.
No, good, what were you gonna say, Phil? Sorry.
I was like, I agree. I feel like it's a even like a little bit of a throwback because for a while in like the mid 2000s, late 2000s, I was seeing like that kind of style of artwork being used on some shirts and stuff, and then we kind of got away from it. So I could see it totally make a comeback. I think it's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I see like the crossover between music and wrestling as far as, you know, that band, the Gorillaz, and how the animation is
mm-hmm.
like that trend drawing totally. Like I just see Gorillaz and that manga / anime comic book, you know, style drawing, which not too many people do for wrestling.
No, not at all.
Whoa. It's the back phone.
Uh-oh. I hate artists. You're here for this. Something's coming in from our general manager, the Batman of Burlington. I don't know what it could. He did. Oh my God. He signed Rick Blade. Ha! Wow. He signed Rick Blade.
Wow.
Blade's going to wrestle on the 13th.
Oh shit.
Batman's not available to talk to right now. All right. So Blade's going to actually wrestle. He just texted me too. Where's the Rick Blade drawing? So he's watching.
Right. Love it.
Challenge accepted, man. He's watching. A fan. I don't have his signature. He wasn't at Cage of Death 5. So, yeah.
That bastard. How was he not at Cage of Death 5?
I know. So,
GQ just sent me this. What? Check this out, guys.
GQ's on there.
Verdi.
He said, bunch of marks at the Verdi market. Wow, I got chills that Rick Blade's going to wrestle again. This is awesome. On the 13th. Oh, my God, Rick Blade is having a match. Yes, Rick Blade is having a match, Danger Ginger. I'm all giddy. I got to relax. This is not
an announced match, not an on the floor, not a surprise match, an actual scheduled match.
This is just amazing. I can't believe it. I'm excited. I'm happy. He's the man. Artist, what are the odds that we get the bat call while you're in here, too? That's banging.
Super cool. Big Rick Blade fan, honestly.
So, all right. So my homework. I'm going to show Wifebeater your image so he can see it. And we're going to get you in touch with some high ups in the wrestling business so that more people can lay eyes on your beautiful artwork, my friend.
Hell yeah.
Very cool. Thank you again for having me. Like I said, very, very sincerely a fan.
Hey, it's always open. Now, listen, I asked the question about how long it takes you to do an art so that we see if we could eventually do live sketching. We're obviously not going to do an 80-hour live sketch, but maybe the final hour, you know?
The coloring would probably be the easiest part. Yes. Yeah, like once you've got the thing there and be like, all right, here's how we do colors. That'd probably work out. I used to teach Photoshop classes, so I have some idea of how we would
do that. Don't ever say that in front of wrestlers that run a wrestling or help run a wrestling company that
you
know Photoshop.
You'll be exploited real quick.
I'm gonna have a chair for you right here at the side desk, brother.
Do some deathmatch graphics, brother.
That's what I want to do. That's my favorite thing.
We'll talk.
I love deathmatch stuff. Yeah, I got this deathmatch outlaw shirt from the UK guys. I got the new one with Big F and Joe, and I didn't realize how big he was in the scene. Like I thought. He was on my face or in my Instagram, so I just saw one of him's like he shared something, and I hit him up with the normal like, "Hey, I'll trade you a drawing for something cool." And I didn't realize at the time he was like an icon over there, you know. And then I found Rise and Bleeding Gums and all of a sudden I'm like, "Holy shit, that's the guy!"
And you saw this, right? You saw the OnlyFans death match coming up, right?
Yeah,
Carol face, right? And we have one more thing. This was in the attachment from Batman too. It looks like we have Lucky, so talk.
Oh, my God. Yeah, man.
Dude. He's awesome. I don't know if I want Lucky wrestling on FNS, sir. We may never – he literally – we just might lose him. Like, he does too much craziness. This is not a show for him. No, Lucky. Stay
enter home. At your own risk, Lucky.
I still remember when he competed at Tournament of Death, and mid-match we had to stitch him up.
No.
Like,
nope.
He's insane.
No.
Put him in there with Rick Wade, man. That'd be awesome.
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What?
For real.
This is great. I can't wait to announce Two Blades Wrestling once we know. Oh, this is hysterical, man. Anyway, yeah, Unlucky 13 is right, Danger Ginger. You're not kidding. But anyway, so I Hate Artists. Thank you again, brother. We have a lot of work and a lot of stuff on the horizon. We're going to talk, bro. Stay in touch.
Anything I can do. My inbox is open. Holler anytime.
Absolutely.
My man.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Have a good one, bro.
Nice meeting you, bro.
Thank you, bro. Nice meeting you.
Don't you love it?
Real name?
Guys, don't you love when we have company over to the house?
Yes.
Yes.
What was his real name? What was his first name?
I think it's Bren. Let me look.
We were too long into the conversation for me to ask him. You know what I mean? Like, I couldn't ask him 10 minutes in.
Yeah, he's going to be forever known as I Hate Artists to me.
I was waiting for Phil to chime in and be like, so, Mike. Or, you know, something like that. Thanks, so, Phil.
I know everybody, but geez.
So, guys, I found something funny on the internet the other day that I want to show you guys, see if you guys agree. So this happened on C-SPAN. It's from Congress, right? This is why they say don't share a stage with kids or animals.
Our political differences at the ballot box. For nearly 2.5 political rivals through the weaponization of our justice system. Equal justice for all. The DA who brought these charges actually campaigned in a politically driven prosecution and now conviction. Oh. The Department of Justice to be.
There you go, Donnie. Referee Brian Logan. Wow.
In the words of, what's his name, Pat Tanaka? How is Gee?
That kid sat behind his dad on C-SPAN and made faces into the camera. I can't believe I missed that live. I need
that
to
kid
see
is
that.
Yeah, me neither. That kid is either going places or going to prison. I can't decide.
One or the other. One or the other. But guys, I did a little digging for y'all. Remember a couple weeks ago we talked about how Bill Collier picked up three men and threw them. I finally got the footage, guys. I want to show you guys this, and then we'll talk about the match we have coming up with him. Sound good?
Yeah.
All right, check this out, guys. Now, keep in mind, all these guys are giants. There's not a small guy amongst them. They're all bigger than me. All right, watch this.
Collier is just carrying them around. Here comes Trent up, and Bill Collier has all three men. Good Lord. And he's on his feet. The strength of big-time Bill Collier fully on display here.
Dude.
Was that Elias?
That was Elias. That was Sam, who's like 7 foot.
Mm-hmm.
And Trent Gibson, who's like 220. I don't know how he did it. But Donnie, I don't know if you realize it or not, but we kind of opened up our mouths talking about how he could never do that to us. And now he's going to try to do that to us. So we have
that
to wrestle him.
Man. Yeah.
3-on-1, Donnie.
Couple of suggestions I would have for him. He looks like $1 million. He looks like Big Bill. So that's one strut. You know what I mean? For him, I would probably cut my hair if I was him or dye it or something just so you look a little bit different.
What do you mean? Maybe. Oh, Big Bill on AEW.
On AEW. Kaz. Yeah.
Got it.
You know what I'm saying? Just to differentiate his look. And I would just go by the name Big Time. I wouldn't even use my full name Bill Collier. I would just call myself Big Time. I think it's got a cool vibe to it. Like, the Mike Santana. I think I messaged him the same thing. Bro, I would ditch Mike. I would just call myself Santana. It just sounds cool. Like, big time. It's just such a nitpicky thing. But that guy looks impressive. I would just try to switch up my look just a tad, only because he looks like Big Bill on AEW. But maybe the hair, some kind of different facial look or something. But that's just me.
Well, that's this
event
coming
up. He looks
fucking
impressive, dude. Yeah. So, oh, wow.
That's EC3 is going to be defending his title against Channing Decker on this event. But there's Sonny Kiss. And in the middle there, NHL legend Darren McCarty. Now, he's who we were in the Battle Royal with, and he managed one of the other teams in our the pillars in the three-way match. So we got to meet him, the NHL star. And yo, he's legit, man. He's a tough dude, but he's cool as hell. And he knows what the hell he's doing out there. It was a lot of fun being out there with him.
Make sure you get an autograph from Rocco Dorsey. Rocco Dorsey is a big fan of his, I think.
I was going to say, I bet he really is. For real,
dude. Shoot, yeah.
And then the night before that, there's another event where Channing is going to tag with his tag team partner, Tommy Dreamer. And there's Bill in the middle. And on the bottom left, you see my brother in Brick. That's Brick House. So a couple big events coming. That's Thursday and Friday in Greektown up in Canada. But guys, this weekend, real quick, I want to mention is the big Wild Wild East, which is Loud East Presents. So that's coming to the Ridgefield in Mecca. They have Joey Janela. They have Ruckus. They have some great matches. You can see him right here. Ruckus taking on Jimmy Lloyd. There's Low Life Louie and his son on the left, Donnie B. You will notice.
Wow.
Little Louie is there, and Jay Lover, as well as Azriel. So some good.
Who's Janela? Is that Mustafa Ali?
No.
That's Gabriel Sky.
Gabriel
Sky. Okay. I couldn't tell from the picture. I was going to say
he does look like him.
Yeah.
Yeah, hell of a look, man. Definitely. So, no, yeah, guys.
He's good.
So, we saw, let me see. We got the new Pitbull shirt here I wanted to show you guys. The American Pitbull, Gary Wolf, and the Pitbull, Call, my trainer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we're going to see him coming up soon. But, and then we also have Robbie Marino, Call, my brother, Robbie. I want to say happy birthday to my nephew, Angelo, Robbie's son. He's having a birthday today. Happy birthday to you.
And happy guys, birthday, Angelo.
Happy birthday. But so this past Saturday, guys, we were at Wynn. Wrestling is now. Donnie, that's SAT's Federation, Joel Maximo.
Okay.
So I was a spot monkey. Remember at your event, you had me with the SAT?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I was under the spot monkey hood, and I showed my true colors, and we let Joel have it. So it's interesting how this is playing out with Joel now and me, because it's kind of like an interpromotional feud. I'm wrestling face. He's kind of face's mentor. So it's interesting how it's all coming full circle. But it was a lot of fun and a really good event. A lot of really good matches that you would have liked.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm sure he needed that. Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
He did.
Came his way. Yeah.
Did. Joel said straight up, he was like, he needed to be there tonight, and us, the three of us, we were happy to be there. That was a real powerful night. You know, I've never seen troops rally together for a cause like they did that night, and Joel was every bit as thankful as was the rest of the Maximo Ramirez family. So, you know, just God bless them all.
And the guys stood up in the back, man. They stood up. There's some soldiers in the Wynn locker room, and I will fight and die with those guys. Just like any other wrestlers in my career that I've been close to, they're important to me, and it's a good locker room, and I'm a pleasure, like them. Pleasure
always
to be
like
there.
Red. Yep. All three of them. I always
like
them.
Yep. And Brian XL, another one doing some great stuff, doing some great stuff, man. Great mind for business. Great mind for the business. But look, guys, you see the planets are aligning coming up. Literally six planets are aligning, and they say you're going to be able to feel the pull. We'll see. But that would be interesting. I always say the stars align.
Wasn't
it's not
that
every
seven
day.
Planets? Am I miscounting? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I see seven.
That's the sun on the left.
Oh, all right. I didn't know.
You're right, though. It does look it. Like, wait a minute. But it's out of proportion. You're right.
The sun is smaller.
Was
like 10 times the size of them.
Yeah, that can't be the sun. Yeah, they messed it up. How did they mess that up?
Leave it to the oldest guy in the panel to figure that out.
Mess up a planetary line.
Speaking of which, 4 hours from now, boys, I will be turning 52.
What?
At the stroke of midnight, June 5th is my birthday. No. Yep.
Are you kidding?
No. I'll be 52.
We're the worst with birthdays, guys.
That's all right. I don't even care anymore. After 50, I had a great party for my 50th. My wife and daughters, tons of great, awesome party at the Captain's Inn in Lacey. So now it doesn't, you know, whatever.
So Donnie,
I don't care anymore.
So last week you said, oh, you know, you have three birthday parties nowadays. Unlike in my day, when on a Wednesday night after dinner, you might
there
have
you
cake.
Yeah.
You literally have a Wednesday night birthday this week.
And would you like year. To hear? My daughter had two cakes for her birthday, and one of them, there's half the cake left over. We're literally just putting a couple candles on that half the cake for tomorrow night for me. Yeah, I told my wife, please don't go out and buy a third cake. I will just use this. We'll blow the candles out, and that'll be that.
Fair.
Oh, Donnie, yes, I'm sir. Sorry.
52.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I have happy to. Birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. That was for Donnie and for Angelo. And guess what, guys? I was asked today to be my niece Emma's godfather.
Oh, very cool.
Wow. Congratulations.
I'm now Lucas's godfather, and I'm going to be Emma's godfather. And I did not give him a break on the price. I was like, I'm not giving you a 2-for-1.
So now we could officially call you the godfather, Johnny Cashmere.
That's it. The Godfather, the Jersey legend.
The Jersey Godfather.
Yeah. What do you think about that for me, Donnie? Can I try that on for size? The Jersey legend, Johnny Cashmere.
Jersey legend. Yeah.
Loud East called me that.
It doesn't really roll off the tongue.
How about Jersey Shore legend? No, that doesn't work.
The legendary backseat?
Yeah. Not grand enough. No, that sounds good. That sounds good. So what's going on this weekend, guys? We already talked about Loud East. Phil, where are you this weekend?
Other than sort of limping around, I will be at MCW Pro Wrestling on Saturday. It's mixed because they call it a breakthrough event. And what it is an opportunity for a lot of the younger talent and students to be showcased. Unfortunately, MCW's lost two of its roster members very recently. We've talked about Dick Dynamo, but also just over the weekend, Dirty Money passed away. And so it's also good to be in the honor of both of them. So it's great to have everybody together. It's unfortunate for one of the reasons why we need to get together, but at least we can do it together.
Yep. Yeah. Well,
Dirty Money was a hell of a talent. I'm pretty sure he was, no one knew him from the OVW days. That guy was awesome, dude. Like, I don't know. Didn't he get hurt like a year ago or something?
No, like very recently, about a little over a month ago, he tore both quads during
that's
an event.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So very sad, very unexpected. I've figured out how old he was, but I don't want to say. I don't want to put that out there because I don't know how known it is. So, totally unexpected. An amazing physical shape and just never would have guessed.
It's just terrible, man. And those guys down there, they're tight down there. You know, this shit really affects people when you lose someone like that. You know, one of the most fun times I ever had in wrestling was the MCW Christmas party 25 years ago. I mean, those guys are just tight. They're cool. Yeah. They're veterans. It's like what happened up in... No, go ahead. Yeah, sorry.
I used to manage Julio down there, Julio De Niro, but I managed, Phil might remember these guys, Two Dope and Sideswipe. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I managed him. I was White Chocolate, Donnie B. I managed Two Dope and Sideswipe, and I had so much fun doing it. I don't even remember if I took any money from Dan. Honestly, I would drive down once a month to Maryland to do the shows. It was so much fun. I used to have so much fun down there in that locker room with those guys and Dan and Bruiser.
Yeah.
All those guys, man.
Yeah.
Rich Myers. I'm forgetting so many
Earl
people.
Earl the Pearl.
Yep. Just so Mark many Schrader. Nice guys, dude. Yeah, Mark the Shark, who was awesome. Just Dan himself was great. And Axel used to be there when he was clean and all that. He was cool. But I'm not, whatever. Candido. They were all cool, man.
Doug Bitter.
So much fun, Dan.
Romeo Valentino.
He was great. Yeah, they were great. All good guys, man. They were like the...
Ruckus used to work there a lot, right, too? Christian York.
Yeah, Joey and Christian were there. He still does, man. That's why... A couple weeks ago, like I was saying, Dan's one of the best promoters in the country with the most longevity. Like you make a fucking list of top 10 promoters that have been doing it for the last 20-25 years. Dan's in it.
Yep. I'll tell you, Reefer ain't doing bad. The Loud East, man, they got nice graphics. They put thought into everything. They're putting together some good ass shows, man. I'm excited to help them get the word out on what they're doing. They deserve it. Guys, I just looked at the Instagram. I forgot to check it earlier. We had a lot of cool heads in here, man. Papa Dank was in here. We missed him. Danger Ross was in here. Too Hot Steve Scott. What's up, brother? How you doing? Kid Chocolate Mo Jabari. Our boy Jay Lethal was in here. Good to hear from him. Gavin Glass was here from from up in Buffalo. Our boy Mammoth was here. BJ Drinks Beer was here. We had a lot of cool heads in here. My boy Eddie Skills was up in here.
Sweet.
So, yeah, man. Sorry,
Johnny. How is it that I never met Jay Lethal? Isn't that fucking crazy?
Really?
Like, I've never met Jay Lethal, dude. I think I was on one or two shows with him in the JAP days, but I'm a huge Jay Lethal fan. Nova's a great friend of his, and Nova thinks the world of him. So do I. But I've always just wanted to fucking shake his hand and be like, dude, you're awesome. Like, I've never met Jay. It's crazy.
This is the second ever PW event. Jay Lethal's on there. He wrestled Deranged. So Lethal, I mean, when I ran my first ever show, well, yep. I knew immediately you got to book Jay Lethal. The hell?
Yeah, he's awesome, dude. Awesome. Like, he's fantastic. Yo,
Donnie, when someone grabs me and whips me off and says, Jay Lethal, as the move, you know the dude's over. So yeah. God bless him. One day someone will whip off someone and say Donnie Bucci or Phil Stamper or Johnny Cashmere.
Just crumble out of the ring.
We'll roll over in our graves when it happens. Yeah, but guys, it's 8 o'clock. It's been an hour. We don't want to go too long over the hour. We got some other stuff coming up, but I do want to show you some clips. Now that we just said Rick Blade is coming back, I feel like I glossed over it. Like, I feel like look, we still have over a month till the event. Okay. Lock in your front row tickets right now so you don't miss anything. We have some other surprises coming. For example, some other guys were in the chat here, like B-Boy was in the chat from California. Didn't expect to see him. One of our possible students was in there. And guys, we had an awesome training session with our SPO student the other night down at Skid Row. And we're going to be back there again Thursday. And Skid Row Academy has an event this Saturday. So check that out there in Gloucester City, New Jersey. So guys, let's check out some Rick Blade real quick. What do you say?
Right on. Do it.
That's Trent. DQ. Oh.
Rick Blade springboard and a light drop.
Me. This goes on for 4 minutes, so I don't want to keep going and going and going, but it's on YouTube. Check out the best of Rick Blade. Rick Blade returns, and just listen to the beginning of this and how perfect it is for what's happening. Check this out.
Back, John, and he's put a ladder with him. Say hello to his little friend. Welcome home, Rick. Welcome back.
They're shorty. This is Blade through the years. Look.
The man risked his body.
Look how happy. That is my boy right there, man. I am so happy to have him back. Dude, it's like we had to do the best we could until he was ready. And now the high five, we finally get the upper hand for once, guys. This is actually going to be fun. Tides are turning, guys. Donnie, you said we let it all go to shit, and I agreed with you. Now it's time to unshit it, guys. You ready?
I've often said, that Trent could be considered the biggest what if. But if I was making a list of what ifs in the business, I think Rick Blade would have been on it. As far as if a few things go a little different or he takes a left instead of a right, and it's all worked out for him. Don't get me wrong. But I'm just saying, as far as the business goes, I think in some alternate reality somewhere, we're talking about a guy who had at least a 10-year career in the WWF or WCW in its closing days. Like, if the stars would have aligned differently, I would have loved to have seen that. But it's all worked out for him, so I'm happy for him. There you go. The seven planets.
Sorry.
I figured it out. It's the moon as well. So it's like three planets, the moon, three planets.
Oh, so the moon's in there too, pulling.
But these are horrible graphics because it's supposed to be like.
It's now. I know I Hate Artists didn't make that.
and who's to say what type of moon it is, and will the moon's like visibility affect the gravitational pull of the rest of the planets?
Right. Well, it's like Sopranos.
Tommy's smoking a little too much already.
Yeah, Tommy, it's like Sopranos. Who says there's only one of each person in the world? We haven't looked at every person. Maybe there is two of us out there.
Right.
Did you just make what I said, which was supposed to be a genuine attempt at astrology, into a Christopher reference?
I did.
I did, yes. Christopher?
I didn't.
Christopher. But anyway, a little bit of business before we end here. So Gino Caruso has an event coming up for ECPW Saturday, June 29th, the Brick City Showdown. So, of course, he comes to me, Mr. Unbrickable himself. But, yeah, back seats. Wow. What's it going to – what are we doing at this one? You guys know?
You're going to be in some trios action against Frankie and Junior Flo, a father and son tag team, along with the freshly Trey Felipe. And nice. Some six-man tag action.
That's awesome, man. You guys are really getting out there, bro. I'm happy to see you guys wrestling everywhere. That's what's I'll so cool, care. Man. You guys are booked everywhere. Like, just keep working, man. Just, I'm telling you, dude, it's great.
Well, I'll take care of Felipe. You guys get the other two.
We got the father and son. You got the fresh lead.
Yeah, and Phil, get better so we can start selling us as a four-man package. Yeah. Get you booked on these events too, brother.
Hey, I can sit in a wheelchair and talk.
Professor X right there. You got the gimmick.
Batman of Burlington does have to pick like a secondary commissioner, so I think you're in the running for that, brother.
I nominate Phil.
I think Phil, yeah. I second day. That. I second that emotion.
That Dougie.
Yeah. All right. Well, guys, let's end with a little bit of Rick Blade and let's take it home, guys. Have a great one. Thanks for watching.
Mimi.
You can see that last John. He's got it. He's got the car.
Well, let's fast forward this.
Equally is. Look at those legs, John.
Yeah, right.
Chief Q.
Come on down. Stereo boots up. Bam! The tendon. Rick Blade with the top.
Tread Acid has him up now.
The spine split.
Oh, no.
Oh. It's Dewey.
Oh, my God. Oh.
You heard what I said. There's me.
Blade has him.
Yes.
Accomplished martial artist. Trenasson with the blue thunder jam. Oh, and an edge of the blade and on him. The swan time. Bam! Look at him. Look at him. And Rick Blade goes coast to coast. Swan time.
He's going to peek off for the DDT. Rick Blade rush on leg sweeper.
This doesn't look right here.
Sunset Blade.
Tag team champion of this building. Uh-oh. Wait a minute. Trenasson pulled a pin.
Topeka and Hilo.
How in shape they even are for this tournament.
30T. The top of the cage. Oh my God.
I can't. That's my college. You guys realize I'm on the receiving end of like 80% of all that.
I was going to say, didn't you fucking learn at some point to move out of the way?
Nope.
It just kept going and going, dude. He just kept killing people. Jesus. Do not expect all that out of Rick Blade on his first match back, everybody. My God.
Unless you tip.
God bless.
Right.
All right, guys. Have a good one. We'll wish list you later. We'll see you next week.
Peace.